Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm your host and garden expert, Teresa Watkins. Get ready to rumble today and tomorrow. We're going to have some storms move through the state. You want to be ready. And I saw irrigation systems on today as I was driving in. And just turn your systems off after the rain for the next 2 days. We are not going to need to use our irrigation in our landscapes or gardens for the next 10 days. I promise you, the less you water, the more healthier and the better your landscapes will be. And so I want to wish happy Father's Day to everyone out there. This is a wonderful weekend. I am going to enjoy celebrating Father's Day with my husband. And he is Peepaw to all of our grandchildren. And he has a beautiful daughter, Genevieve, who he adores. And I knew that I wanted to marry him when I realized his relationship with his daughter. So that was wonderful. Good morning, Lizzie. How are you this morning? Happy Father's Day.
Good morning. Yes, happy Father's Day to everybody out there, for sure.
And do you have any plans for Shrek this weekend?
Nope, not one thing.
Well, that, you know what? A lot of fathers want that. They just want to sit in the chair and just relax and be.
Pretty much.
So this is going to be a good weekend to do it, though. And so with all the rains coming in, that's going to be great. And, you know, so if we get an inch of rain this week, and we've already had some areas with lots of rain. I know Jim up in Newberry had a lot. I'll be talking about that in just a second. But if you get an inch of rain a week, there is no need to turn your irrigation systems on at all. We want to protect our resources, and so that's important. So today, Father's Day, or this weekend is Father's Day. The story of the appearance of Father's Day is I got from the website rosaholic.com. And Sonora Smart Dodd, she invited a local pastor to celebrate a festival in honor of fathers in 1910 in Washington. And the proposal was dictated by her love for her father, who, when her mom died when she was very little, her father single-handedly raised her and five older brothers and sisters. And so out there, she wanted to make sure that fathers knew that they were loved and appreciated. And for more than 50 years, celebrations have been local and have been held in individual communities until 1966, which U.S. President Lyndon B. Johnson officially set the holiday date for the third Sunday in June. Previously, they only honored widowers who raised their children, but now, since 1966, the holiday has acquired national status. And then also, too, it has quickly spread, and now Europeans and Asians also celebrate Father's Day by giving their Father's Day gifts. So I'm going to be talking today about a little bit of the gardening items as far as flowers go. How can you give a bouquet to a man? I'll be talking a little bit about that. And then also, too, we are going to be talking about National Pollinator Week and also coming up National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. And so we will be talking about that, too, as well.
That'll be good to hear because I walked out my yard to go air up the tire in my truck. I swear I got about 15 mosquito bites just walking through the pasture to the back of the property.
It is happening. We've got that weather, you know, a situation we're going on. So if you have 3 days of stagnant water in your yard, whether it's in your gutters or in your, bird bath or other containers that have water standing in it, 3 days of stagnant water, you will get mosquito hatching. So it's going to be really good information that we're going to be giving you to prevent that. I know we have a lot of new listeners. And so you can hear new listeners that are new to Florida. And so our state bird is not the mosquito. I just want to make sure everyone knows that. And so when we were in England, Tony and I, this last month, I came across a Father's Day item. Prince Charles III has his own sanctuary inside the Highgrove House, his personal residence, where he can go and just sit and be quiet and just meditate or just relax. And in this sanctuary, he has a seating area that over his seating area, he has a picture of his father. And that's King Philip. And Prince Philip, For those of you who are Anglophiles who will notice that right away, Prince Philip, King Charles's third father. And that's just such an honor. And, you know, they did not have the best of relationships. And, of course, it's kind of, you don't have hands-on care when you're royalty. And so, but you still love your parents. You still love your father. And he has this, photograph in his garden area. And what a honor of respect to show. And I love that. Tony's dad, growing up, was into sports. He had three sons and two daughters, and they were all sports-oriented. So Tony's dad was a coach throughout their whole their school days.
Oh, wow.
In baseball and they played football and also soccer. And so just a wonderful father, just involved with their life. And then my dad, he was wonderful. We had six in our family, and we could all sit in one couch when we were little, and he'd take photographs of us.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So starting on Monday, June 19th through the 25th, is National Pollinator Week. Do you know how to celebrate and protect pollinator species that are in your backyard? Coming up next, we have the vivacious C.J. McCartney. She is a botanizer, birder, and nature photograph. If you have a question you would like to ask C.J. about pollination, text me at 23680. Let us know what it is. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
2 degrees every minute. That's how fast a car heats up in the Florida sun. And cracking a window open does very little to keep the vehicle cool. A child's body temperature can rise 3 to 5 times faster than adults. Never leave a child or a pet unattended in a vehicle, even for a short period of time. If you see a child or pet locked in a car, take immediate action and call 911. Every time you leave your vehicle, check for kids and pets. Brought to you by the Florida Department of Highway Safety and Motor Vehicles.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Getting ready to go boating is just as important as the safety precautions you take while on the water. Make sure you have your safety equipment and know how to use it. Life jacket? Check. Whistler horn? Check. Flares? Check. Personal locator beacon? Got it. These are just a few of the items a real boater always has ready. Be prepared for the journey, regardless of your experience level. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and U.S. Coast Guard. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Eating good is about more than just tasty food. Eating good is about doing good, too. And that's exactly what Fresh from Florida is all about. Supporting local Florida farmers, creating jobs in our communities, and of course, making sure you can enjoy all the fresh flavors Florida has to offer. Because produce tastes better when it's grown closer to home. So eat good tonight. Look for the sunny Fresh from Florida logo where you shop. Learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. 800-361-1289. That's 800-361-1289.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. Coming up, we have two national week-long holidays. The first one is June 19th through the 25th, and it is National Pollinators Week. And so to help promote the benefits of pollinators, I have asked CJ McCartney. She is a botanizer, birder, and nature photographer who speaks to community groups in South Florida on the importance of native plants and pollinators, and she designs and installs pollinator and wildflower gardens. Good morning, CJ. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for coming. And so when I began researching for my interview today, I was looking for someone who was passionate about Florida, nature, and pollinators, and I was thrilled to find you. You describe yourself as a botanizer. What is that exactly?
Oh, I love that. That's how I got into all this, was botanizing. Only at the time, I didn't know what it was. Botanizing is studying plants and nature in its natural habitat. And that is our guide for how to plant our yards. So we go out and we look at how nature grows wildflowers, trees, pollinators, and butterflies, how they exist. That's what botanizing is, and it's fun.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about, the thrill of walking out in Florida's ecosystems and habitats and just discovering all those wonderful plants. So tell us about your pre-Florida life. Did you have much interaction with nature in Chicago?
No. Actually, I lived inside. It seemed like in an office. I had a consulting firm, and I worked and worked, and I started doing a little planting up there, but it wasn't until I came to Florida that I started really, I just walked outside. For the first time in a long time, I was outside in nature, looking at nature, and just falling in love with Florida and all that it offers.
And so did you have an epiphany? What made you decide to start learning about Florida's environment?
It was sort of twofold. I was rehabbing houses when I got down here, and I found that when I put in native habitats, butterfly gardens, they sold faster. And I started teaching myself. I went places, I took webinars, I took classes in learning how to understand landscaping, gardening, native plants, and how to create a landscape.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so for people who are new to gardening or Florida, why are pollinators so important?
Well, you know, without pollinators, we don't have a lot of food. I think 80% of all of our food, and I'm not sure about the flowers, but I think it's more than that, need pollination. And it's a reciprocal beneficial relationship where a pollinator, a bee, let's say a bee, the number one top dog in the pollinating world, pollinates a bee. It's really after the nectar, which the plant, the wildflower gives it, as a thank you for pollinating it. And it's how nature is geared. And in Florida, we have native pollinators that really are geared to pollinating native plants. And our native plants are just packed with nectar for the pollinators.
And so when we're driving down the interstates and the highways, we see these wildflowers that have been planted or are natural habitats of wildflowers, and why are they more or why are they as beneficial or more beneficial than exotic plants?
Because number one, the pollinators grew up with them. They know each other. The native plants know the native pollinators and vice versa. Also, those wildflower medians that you see, we are reconnecting, defragmenting what has happened with our habitat in Florida. And we're reconnecting the pollinators and plants to bring them all the way through the state. I've seen some of these medians, and they are spectacular. There's also some asclepias in there, which helps the monarch. And they're very strategically planted. It's a wonderful program that the Department of Transportation is doing, and we at the Florida Wildflower Foundation are a very important part of that.
So tell us some practices that you've seen that are bad for pollinators. What have you seen people doing in their yards that are not good?
That's really a good question. That's what my talks are about, because I think most people don't know. No one is deliberately out there killing pollinators. And I always start my talks with, when is the last time you saw a lightning bug, a firefly? And the reason that we don't see them, at least here in South Florida, we have one or two areas where they still exist, is because of the practices of too much light. They can't find each other to reproduce. The larva nest in the ground for 2 years. So if you put chemicals on that ground, you've killed all the larvae of the fireflies as well as native bees. I think people don't understand the impact of insecticides, that they kill everything, the beneficial insects as well as the insect. The one insect you're trying to get rid of, you kill everything. And I think something we forget is there was a world before insecticides. And nature has 99% of insects are beneficial, and they control the 1% that is destructive. But when we use insecticides, we've killed everything. Another thing is that we can learn, I think people put in a lawn because they see their neighbor putting in a lawn. And if we shrink our lawns and put in plants, then we're starting to make a real difference to pollinators. And the other practice I think people do that they don't realize is use bug zappers, which is considered pollinator slaughter because less than 2% of mosquitoes are caught in those zappers. The rest are pollinators. And I think it's practices that we just don't understand or know the consequences of.
I know that when I was little, we would go out and watch the dragonflies at dusk. And there would be 50 to 100 dragonflies in the air. And I mean, when I was little, it looked like they were just everywhere. And we don't see that anymore. We don't see the dragonflies. We don't see the good, the bats as much in our cities anymore like we used to. Throwing a ball up in the air and having a bat, kind of come down to see what it is. Do you remember those?
Oh, yes. I mean, go botanizing with me. Because I'm in Palm Beach County, and I go out in the natural areas that we have here. We have 32, and you'll see this. You'll see a million, and it's exaggeration, of course, dragonflies, and you'll see fireflies, and you'll see natural bat nesting. One way that we get rid of the bats, which we do not want to get rid of because they're our major mosquito eater along with some other things, is we're pruning palm trees. Palm trees need to either be not pruned or pruned at 3 and 9 so that they form an umbrella. And by taking off the bloom, which is one of the top three pollinators for bees, we let those blooms stay and we cut our palm trees so we're reducing bat habitat. And fireflies will come once we stop chemicals. Chemicals kill pollinators.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. So what do you say to people who don't want any insects in the yard. I have a couple of clients that say, we don't want anything in our yard. We don't want anything that wiggles or flies. And I kind of look at them in awe. What do you tell them?
Well, two things. Move into a condo. or try the Arctic, okay? And I'm sure they may have something that wiggles up there. But, you know, it's part of Florida. That is our nature. That's why people come here. These plants and wildflowers don't exist without pollination. They need each other. They are mutually beneficial. They are strategic alliances. And maybe they're in the wrong state. Or maybe they need to come with me, and I'll show them the beauty of insects and pollination and plants out in the wild and how we can do that in our yards. Because all we really need to do is shrink our lawns.
Okay, and so...
And start putting in plants.
Okay, so shrinking lawns and putting in plants. How would you tell someone to go about doing that? I mean, how does somebody shrink a yard?
Okay, I can talk all day on this one. I've only got a few minutes. Shrinking the lawn means adding more native plants and native shrubs. You'll get flowers. We always recommend for pollinators that you plant 5 to 7 of the same species of flowers. Like if you're putting in black-eyed Susans, put in 5 to 7 of them because a pollinator sticks with one plant to pollinate. It doesn't jump species. It stays within. Cut out your front, put an island in your front yard and really of all beautiful plants and your whole house will change. And another thing that you can do that's very important is leave open soil. And I always say, give me your edges, give pollinators your edges, go around your back fence or the back of your yard and leave open soil because our native bees are solitary and social and they nest in that soil, and they like to put them right next to each other like we do. Our houses are right next to each other. So do native bees.
Oh, that's...
They plant right next to each other. So those would be three things.
That's wonderful. So, CJ, thank you so much for all your efforts throughout the state of Florida. What resources do you recommend for our listeners to find out more about what they can do to protect pollinators?
One, Florida Wildflower Foundation, which I'm very proud to be on the board of. We have an amazing website, and follow me on Instagram while I'm out botanizing. It's called Botanizing Birding Butterflies.
Okay, and what is the website for the Florida Wildflower Foundation?
FLAwildflowers.org.
FLAwildflowers.org. Well, I will be posting that on our Facebook page, CJ, and then also links to the Florida Wildflower Foundation. Thank you so much for coming on, and we're going to be celebrating National Pollinators Week June 19th through the 25th, but we should celebrate it every day out of the year.
Thank you, Teresa. And people can email me with questions at cjwildflowersfwf@gmail. I'm happy to answer them.
Thank you so much, CJ, for coming on. I appreciate it. Now it's your time for your gardening questions. Lizzie will put you on our board. You can text, a perfect text says your name and city, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discreet sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy Father's Day weekend to all the men out there who are important in their children's lives. Thank you so much for being there. This weekend, today at 9:30 at the wonderful Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland, this is a great opportunity for you to take your husband, your brother, your son to Peterson's Nursery and learn all about Orchids 101. Peterson's Nursery is having a workshop on beginning Orchids 101, and that's going to be a really great way to get them involved in gardening if they're not already. And they can select their own orchid for Father's Day. That is Peterson's Nursery at 2184 East County Road, 540A in Lakeland. Tell Howie and Karen I said hello. All right, let's go to Eileen in Polk City. Good morning, Eileen. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much. I'm anticipatory. I'm looking forward to the rain and the storms today. I'm a storm girl.
Yes, I am too. I cannot wait. We had a little bit of rain yesterday, but not very much. I have mosquito dunks for the side of the yard that gets really full with water.
Oh, good idea.
I bought 20 of them.
Oh, excellent. That's wonderful. Yeah. All right. And so you have an interesting question today. What's going on?
My lilies have now turned orange. Why?
Okay, so what kind of lilies are they? Do you know?
They're day lilies.
Oh, day lilies. Okay. And do you know the variety?
I don't know the variety, but they're supposed to be blue and purple. That's what they've always been. And all of a sudden now they're orange.
Okay.
I mean, they're beautiful, but what happened to my blue and orange, my blue and purple lilies?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I will tell you what's happened, but I don't know why it's happened, okay? And so flowers, especially when we hybridize them and we breed them to be different colors and different shapes and fragrances and things like that, when we hybridize them, they, you know, they started out as orange, but we put some colors with it when they were, you know, kind of pollinated, and to get them to change to a different color. And we can do that through pollination methods. But it is reverted back to the original variety. And so,
what?
Yeah, I don't know why that's happened, though. Let me look into it, and I'll have an answer for you next week.
Okay.
Okay?
So I'll call you next week and see what your answer is, because I am just shocked. And I mean,
well, we see this with Aztec grass, the green and white Aztec grass. It will, if it's been in the ground long enough, it will revert back to being solid green. We see it with other variegated plants that used to be, you know, a different color or variegation of green and yellow or green and white, and then it reverts back to being all green. So it does. It's a common thing, but I don't know exactly why it happens. So that's a really good question. So I will find out. But it just means that the daylilies you bought that were blue and purple came from a parent daylily that used to be orange. So it has the DNA of the orange colors, and
okay.
It just reverted back to the blue and purple.
Next year, do I need to buy new daylilies?
Well, I would keep those. I wouldn't throw them away because they're pretty.
No, I'm not going to.
But
I don't
away. I would see what they do. I would try them one more year, but I would always get more daylilies. So I'll tell you just to get more daylilies anyway.
Yeah.
And I would get the blue and purples. Now, how long have these other daylilies been in the ground?
The ones that were purple ones.
Yeah, blue and purple.
They've been in the ground 10 years.
Okay, that's okay. I'm just going to tell you, they've just reverted back. And so it's time to get new blue and purple ones.
I most certainly will. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure, sure.
I have a rose bush that it's very healthy, but it has, like, shoots coming off of it.
Uh-huh.
What do I do with the shoots?
Are they below the graft?
They're below the mulch now.
Yes, yes.
I mean, so what do I do with the shoots?
You cut them back down to the stalk. So the trunk of the rosebush, cut them all the way back. They're going to take away from the energy and the blooming efforts of the rose. So go ahead. This is just it's either a Fortiana stalk that the rose is on, and it's just sprouting out from below the graft. So, yeah,
okay,
just cut them off.
Because Bob keeps complaining that he's getting bit in the behind. So And the
I don't know if that has anything to do with the rose bush, though.
Well, she keeps getting stuck by it, and they're working on the awnings tomorrow. And yeah. I told Lizzie, you know, I ran around yesterday getting everything for Father's Day. And she said, I wouldn't give them anything until they're done with the awnings to make sure they finish.
There you go. Well, the suckers, right. You could always, they're called suckers, and you can always just cut them off.
I will.
Okay, Eileen,
okay,
thank you
so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Bye-bye. That was a great question, wonderful question. I have Cheryl in Altamont in the Popka area, and she says, perfect text message, good, wonderful. We have an areca palm that's probably 20 years old. It's 20 feet tall and took a hard freeze over the winter. The top 6 to 8 feet of six stalks are brown. Will they come back or do we need to cut them down? The remainder of the palm looks healthy. Yes, you can cut those brown fronds off, Cheryl. Not a problem. Okay, those are just winter damage. They are not going to recover. So if you've got plenty of healthy fronds on there, you can cut them off. Joanne is asking in Indian Town about snails and plants. And so, Lizzie, we're going to take that call after the break. We're coming up on a hard break. If you have a gardening question, you can call me at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm going to try and get some Father's Day ideas for bouquets in with it, and also your text messages and also your phone calls. You can give us a call right now and get on the board, and we will be able to get you all answered. Hang on, Joanne. I'm going to be right with you. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Did you lose health insurance because of a life change, like having a baby, getting married or divorced, changes in employment, or turning 26? You may qualify for quality, affordable health insurance through the Federal Health Insurance Marketplace during the special enrollment period. A certified health insurance navigator can help you find the right plan for free and without obligation. Visit us at coveringflorida.org. That's coveringflorida.org. Get help today.
Attention people with Medicare and anyone turning 65. Are you enrolled in the best Medicare plan available? The average Medicare beneficiary has a choice of 54 Medicare plans, 766 Medicare Part D prescription drug plans, and a record 3,834 Medicare Advantage plans. How do you know you have the right plan? Simple. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. The service is free. You may find a plan with a $0 monthly premium, $0 co-pays, and $0 deductible. Don't gamble. Speak to a licensed agent to find out which plan is right for you. Call 800-571-7025. That's 800-571-7025. 800-571-7025. And let Best Medicare do the work for you.
Have you lost Florida Medicaid? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Ticks can transmit Lyme disease and other dangerous illnesses.
protect yourself and your family with Summit Green Armor Insect Repellent. Clothing and outdoor gear treated with Green Armor Insect Repellent repels and kills ticks, chiggers, mites, and mosquitoes for up to 6 weeks. The handy spray bottle makes it easy to apply this odorless layer of protection. Green Armor Insect Repellent is available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. 800-218-5088. That's 800-218-5088.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give us a phone call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680 with your name and city. That would be a perfect text message. Let's go to Joanne in Indiantown. Good morning, Joanne. How can I help you?
Yes, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I have an infestation of snails in my ground cover and plants. Started about a couple of months ago, so I'm looking for solutions. I've been hand-picking them off.
Oh, my goodness. Good for you. Okay, so tell me about your property, your landscape. Do you have a lot of shade trees?
We live on 5 acres, so okay. We have a lot of trees, but they're not near. I have beds around the house and my garage of, I think they call it Mexican petunia.
Uh-huh.
Grow tall with the purple flowers. They mm-hmm. like those. And then I have a lot of ground cover around my house and another side of my garage. It's green with yellow flowers in it.
Okay. And so how often do you water those areas?
Usually we only water them when it rains.
When it rains. Okay. And yeah, so it has to be a low-lying area or it's just staying damp a lot. With all the rains. Indiantown's in North Florida, right?
Yeah, we're very dry, though. For some reason, we haven't had a lot of rain at all in a long, long time.
Okay. So, well, the snails are coming. They like the moisture. They like the darkness. And so if you're getting a lot of rain, there's really not a lot you can do to prevent them. But once you have them, using snail bait will work. And you can use a granule snail bait. You can get it in the garden centers anywhere. And that will definitely reduce them, but I would just also then just crush them when you see them too as well. Are they the big snails or small snails?
They're fairly small. Mm-hmm. All look kind of the same, kind of a light tan color.
Okay.
Some of them bigger than others.
Yeah.
They're pretty easy to spot, you know, if they're, on top of the leaf or whatever.
Yeah. I would go ahead and just do...
what brand of snail bait? Or...
No, they're all pretty good. They're all good. And what they'll do is it'll help prevent them and then keep in that area. Now, you can also, they talk about, and this is Father's Day weekend, so, you know, putting a little bit of beer out there for them to crawl into and then they drown. But that's just a good waste of beer. So it's not necessary to do that. I would just use the snail bait, and that way you'll get, rid of them and be done. So that will work. Let me know how you do with it, Joanne, okay?
Okay, appreciate taking the call. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You too, hon. Thank you for listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. Okay, so now for men's bouquets, men like strong colors, okay? They don't like the pastel or the lavender pink and light blue shades, the light Easter color shades. Do them really strong, bold colors like yellows and reds and oranges and burgundies, deep colors. And then also, Rosaholic says the most suitable flowers for men are gerberas, daisies, roses, and sunflowers. And yes, it's okay to give men roses, especially if they're in a pot and they can garden with them. Okay, I don't necessarily know I would do cut flowers because, you know, you're just giving dead flowers, you know.
That's true. That is very true. I never paid attention to that until I started doing this show. And you're just like, cut flowers or dead flowers? Why are you giving me a dead flower? And I'm like, oh, snap. All right.
And so, but then also, too, think of the scent, the fragrances. Go with strong, fruity, spicy, or fresh aromas. Men like that real fresh cinnamon scent. And so when you do that, then they'll be able to smell it. So here's some of my ideas for doing some planters or bouquets for to give men. Okay, so you can get a wood stump. You know, you can find them in yards or neighborhoods and go and take a piece of log if it's got a stump in it. And you can fill it with plants or herbs to place near the grill, you know, the barbecue area. And that will be a way for them to cut off the herbs and put it on the when he's cooking. You can also do a sports memorabilia planter with your with his favorite team helmet and or pennants, and you can make that into a planter, okay? For his, just make sure it's not a vintage or an antique helmet. You know, you don't want to ruin it. But then you can also do a planter, and you can put in Hot Wheel cars. You can glue Hot Wheel cars or, you know, tape them to stakes, and you can have a Hot Wheel car, vintage cars or the muscle cars, and you can put that into the planter. Truck planters are very, very common. You can just get an old toy, go to this, you know, the antique stores or the secondhand stores and get a truck, and you can fill it with plants.
Man. Oh, I like that, though. Like, they have a different... Also, they have like little dump trucks that are pretty cheap at the different stores, the box stores that are affordable. And so instead of buying like a vase or whatever to plant this in, whatever you call it, a planter. But that is such a good idea.
Yeah. Or you can get some Western boots, even, you know, children's boots at the, you know, the stores, secondhand stores.
Check Goodwill. Yeah, you might be able to find a big size one.
Big size ones. And you can just fill it with, you know, dirt and then plants. And you could do that. You can also do a pot with garden tools and his favorite herbs to place down by the grill. Or you can do a beer bottle or a liquor bottle. How about a vodka or a margarita bottle with sunflowers in it as a vase? And so that would be cute. You can do coffee mugs. You could do succulents and put it into a coffee mug.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can build a birdhouse that looks like a man cave.
Okay.
Okay. And so I'm formulating this in my mind. And so, yeah, you can do a man cave birdhouse, or you can give him a bat house. A bat house would be really a good way for him to do it. Or if you have children, and I know you're probably not going to be able to do this before Sunday, but you could do stepping stones with your children's footprints in it.
Ooh,
and
for
the garden area.
Yeah, because you can get the quickcrete and stuff like that.
Sure.
You can actually, because I've done that at other youth events when I was in charge of them. I would do the quickcrete and the foam, or not foam, the metal pie, aluminum pie pans. Good gravy.
Yes.
And that's how I would do that. And within 10 hours, depending on how deep it is, it's dry. So.
Yeah. And so, but also to beard oils. So you can do bottles of beard oils, and I love this one with Tony's. It's his beard oil is from patriots.com, patriotoils.com, and it's leather, cedarwood, and black pepper.
It actually smells good, because you brought me one of his like little empty bottles to test on Shrek. I fell in love with them. I'm like, oh my gosh, this stuff is so good. Never even thought about something
and
like that.
And so, you could put wrap the bottles on stakes and put them into a flower arrangement and give it to him. And so for Father's Day, and that benefits you too with the beard oil. Just
true.
Just saying.
All right.
1-888-455-2967. If you're in the garden area, you can give us a call, or you can text me at 23680. And we will have coming up next, we're going to be celebrating National Mosquito Control Awareness Week. And we'll be talking about ways to, that you can help prevent mosquitoes in your yard. And it's very, very important. Also, too, our Facebook page. I will be posting all of our shows on our Facebook page. You can go and listen to it at a later time. And Lizzie, what are all the stations? Where should they listen to the show? If they miss it or want to hear it again, where can they go?
Your best bet is to go to our website, WFLAOrlando.com. You can scroll down. Actually, at the top of the page, it offers for you to listen live. But if you want to go back and replay, if you scroll down or if you have the iHeartRadio app, you just search Better Lawns and Gardens and or search a podcast on our website. And then you can go back, listen, fast forward, rewind if you missed something, because I'm a big 10-second pusher, blink, because I'll all of a sudden realize I wasn't paying attention. So, yeah, WFLAOrlando.com. And while you're there, we're giving away really cool tickets to some upcoming events. You can go in there and enter to win there, too.
That's wonderful. I'd like to thank C.J. McCartney with the Florida Wildflower Foundation. That's FLAWildflowers.org, and for her talk on the National Pollinators Week and what you can do to benefit beneficial pollinators in your yard. You can go back and listen to that too as well. And I also want to thank all of our great Better Lawns and Gardens sponsors: Summit Responsible Solutions, Dana Venrick of Quality Green Specialist Nursery, that great nursery for fruit trees and native plants in the land. And then also Black Cow Manure, and they are just the best. And the great folks at Peterson's Nursery, remember, they're having an Orchid 101 workshop today, free at 9:30. You got plenty of time to get Dad down there, and he can select his own orchid, and you can get him started on orchid, the hobby, and I know he will love that too as well. And if you're calling in, 1-888-455-2967, call in at 8:30, because we're going to have a great interview and Dirty Word of the Day coming up. Is it for Father's Day, or is it for National Pollinators Week, or is it for National Mosquito Control Awareness? You'll have to stay tuned to listen to it. Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-786-9014. That's 800-786-9014.